Let's open our Bibles to James chapter 5. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Those brother and sister Robson ain't here. Are they sick or something or tired? Okay, I see. Amen. Remember, we've got the Auburn trip on Saturday. If there's anyone else wants to sign up, please do that today. If you sign up for anyone else, go ahead and do that as well so we can have a head count. More than anything, let Ponderosa know. I'm going to let them know that I used to work there. Better get it done right. I don't want no halfway cooking. I want it done the right way. So I'm excited. It's good to fellowship and things. Let's make it the best we can. Keep those things in prayer. I know the devil likes to get in and, I don't know, just make things worse than they need to be, but don't go with that attitude, or you already might as well just stay home. Yep. I'll say, Lord, we're going to have a good time, fellowship. Yeah. Some kid's going to get upset and scream and holler, but I'm going to be all right. It's going to happen. If it ain't mine, it'll be somebody else's. You trust me. We'll all get through it. We'll have a good time. Praising the Lord. And it's good to be in God's house tonight. And this is going to hit home, I think, tonight. It did with me, even this afternoon. It's something a little easy to pray, or not, a little easy to preach once you've done it a few times. And you know what this is all about. So if we turn James 5, 13. Don't really have any announcements coming up. I haven't decided on prayer communion yet. I'll let you know if have that later this month or maybe the beginning of next month. We'll see what the Lord has for us. So keep those things in prayer. James 5, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. If is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I like to stop there tonight. Just for a subject, I'd like to preach on breakthrough prayer. Breakthrough prayer. Let's bow before the Lord with every head bowed, every heart as well. Is there a need you'd like to lift to the Lord as we approach His Word? Say, Lord, you know what's behind this hand. Hallelujah. Let's pray with our own way and invite the Lord to have His way in the service. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in your house. To have a word come to us, Lord, that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That many people come in your name, but they don't really come to the real thing. They don't come to the real spirit. But Lord, we're a privileged people tonight. That you've called us by name, and we come, Lord, saying, Father, speak to me, Lord. Let my ears be open. Let my heart be full of your glory, Lord. And if there's anything wrong, may it be pushed out, Father, by the word. I pray, Lord, you'll come. The Holy Ghost will come and take this word off these pages, Father, and you'll give it life into every heart that's here tonight. Lord, and you'll meet every need in this building. You know their heart's cry. You've already discerned our thoughts, our intentions, our motives, Lord, and we pray that it would be pure all the way down to our souls, Father, tonight. Hear the heart's cry of your people, Lord. Feed them with the food they need to overcome their battles this even the rest of this week, Lord. And more than anything, we raise our eyes up to heaven and say, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Let us ever be ready for your coming. Bless this service, we pray. Bless those that couldn't be here and wanted to, and help those that should have been here, Lord, we ask. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. We use the term breakthrough prayer quite often. I don't know if you do, but I actually looked up, and Brother Branham doesn't really say it that way, but what Brother Branham says many times is praying through on things, getting to the place where you know that you've come in contact with God. And brother, sister, I've learned that many people in the message, many people that adhere to Christianity in some form, they will pray. They have prayer. but they don't seem to get to that point where they really break through in prayer. For many people, it's a foreign thing to even talk about it. They don't know what you're talking about. They say, what does that even mean? And it becomes like one of these things where we just make a catchphrase out of it, and we just throw it around. But when it comes to taking that and making it live, we just can't seem to connect the dots, brother, sister. And it's the same with this message. If we start making things catchphrases, then we just become a denomination like anyone else. If we just throw the word theophany out there because we feel more spiritual than somebody else, and a revelation of the seven seals, but when it's all done, we have no clue what those things mean. They don't change our daily walk. Brother, sister, you've exchanged revelation for information. And that's why you're defeated. And that's why the word just sits on pages and it don't do nothing. It's because we've substituted out these things, because instead of taking God's approach, we want to take ours. It's going to be a little quiet, I guess. Maybe we need to break through in prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. This really struck home with me. As I said, it struck a chord, because too many times, this is what it is. The second you backslid in any way, I guarantee this is what you gave up on first.
That's for sure.
You'll still read your Bible here and there. You'll try to fit it in, and you might listen to a tape, and you'll try to do those things. But when it comes down to getting on your knees, and you might say a little prayer like, Lord, help me, thanks for helping me through the day, and bless your name. And you know what? Those things ain't bad. But the point of it is you're missing the point. You're missing what you're living for. You're living without a purpose, brother, sister. And this is why I don't know how a man could even be an atheist. How in the world does a whole universe without purpose create a man who's totally obsessed with purpose? Every man, I don't care who he is, he's obsessed with finding, why am I here? What am I doing? Why do I exist? And if he gets stuck in something in the world, he'll just put his whole heart into that. And then what happens is it runs out, and he says, you know what, I've won the NBA championship. I've been the best in the world. I've done, but yet I go home at night and I still don't have peace.
Right.
Come on now, brother, sister. And many Christians have done the same thing. And why is it? It's because instead of breaking through in prayer, they just pray and pray and pray. And they just read and study. And they never get to that place where they've actually met God.
Amen.
Where they actually get the burden. Instead of just packing it around everywhere, it lifts off, because instead of you carrying it, God gets a hold of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I've learned that Satan doesn't fight prayer, brother, sister. He fights breakthrough prayer.
Yes.
I'm going to say that one more time. He don't fight prayer. He don't care. We brothers were talking about it at the last prayer meeting, that, you know, they had a prayer at the beginning of the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. I didn't see Satan trying to stop that stuff. That's right. He don't stop the Pope from praying. Doesn't stop these big hypocrites at Hollywood that become Christians for about an hour and then they're back to the world again. He don't stop them from praying. But you show me one of them that breaks through in the Spirit and God comes around and vindicates what they were praying about.
Amen.
It won't be there nowhere, brother, sister. And this is in the Bible, just in case you were wondering. Luke chapter 18. I'm going to put Brother Dan on the spot here. You ready? In season, out of season? Can you straighten that cross just a little bit? You see how it's just a little tilt? There we go. That helps me out a lot. Every time I look over there, it's been bothering me. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 18. And you're well familiar with this story. Now look at it in the eyes of what we're talking about tonight. Luke chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other one a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Didn't get to where he was actually talking to God about anything. He was just talking about himself and making sure that God knew how great he was. See, this is what little kids do, brother, sister. And you might, hopefully this helps some of you parents, I guess. But sometimes little kids, you think they're trying to talk with you, they're not. They're talking at you. They've got something to declare, and all they want is somebody to just be there so they can say it. And you try to discuss it, what happens? They don't even hear you. And they just go on saying what they were saying before. See, I expect a little child to do that, brother, sister. But as Paul said, when I was a child, I did childish things. And like, I expect a Christian right off the bat, you know, kind of gets excited. They say something, they get real bubbled up about it. You try to respond, they don't even hear you. They just keep going on. I expect a new convert to do things like that. But someone who's done that, who's ministers for 20, 30 years, and they can't seem to give you the time of day, I've had those people just blow right over the top. And it's like, look, brother, we're supposed to be having fellowship. I thought we were putting away childish things. Let's become adults. That's right. This is prayer is not a religious thing, brother, sister. Well, prayer is, but not breakthrough prayer. Breakthrough prayer is talking. Amen. Breakthrough prayer is communicating. Breakthrough prayer is what we call real communion with God. And brother, sister, that's why we have prayer. It's not to feel religious. It's not to do our daily duty, but because we love God and we want to spend time with Him. Amen. Now, when the Pharisee came to pray, he didn't have this motive. As the Bible says, he said this parable because they trusted that they were righteous. And not only that, but they despised others. And brothers and sisters, I said before, if you despise the world in such a way that you believe they're all serpent seed, you'll never witness. You'll never live the Christian life. You'll always just go around saying, man, thank God, you know, I can see why God saved me. Look how good I am. I mean, come on. Did you see my haircut? I just got one today. I hope y'all like it. You know, God, look at my nice haircut. Look at this nice tie. I mean, of course God saved me. Look at how some preachers might think, look how well I speak, look at, and they go watch their sermon and say, man, that was so good. And then they'll watch somebody else and just sit on them like they're dead beat on a log. That's right. It goes to show it's just respect to persons. It's just, you're missing the whole point. Even when we have a service, brother, sister, let me just say it like this. Everything we should do should break through sin.
Amen.
If we just come to have service, we can do that. Devil won't stop you. But he'll try to stop everything he can from a breakthrough service where somebody comes burdened with sin and they try to press through the line and break the devil's line in their life. Bring down that stronghold. He'll fight that with all he can. He'll tell you how tired you are today. He'll tell you how defeated you are. He'll tell you that you ain't worth it in the long run anyways, that God, he ain't got no time even dealing with you. But if you'll press on through that, greater is he. Why do we sing it and not believe it? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Not in the clouds, he's in me, brother, sister. I've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't need to earn breakthrough prayer. I've got the breakthrougher.
Amen.
He didn't just break the walls. He went all the way down and took the keys to the walls. That's right. Even if they try to lock it up, what's the point? I got the keys, devil. Put all you want on, I'll just unlock it right away. That's the devil come up with new tactics. He said, what does it matter? I still got the master key right here. It's the key of faith. I don't care what the devil comes out with. Don't tell me we can't overcome. The same key of faith that defeated the days of Jesus and the days of Paul and the days of the old apostles is still defeating the devil today, brother, sister. Hallelujah. All right, let me keep reading. Verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Yes. Brother, sister, the Pharisee's prayer was easy. The Pharisee's prayer was convenient. The Pharisee's prayer made him look and feel good about himself. The sinner's prayer, the publican's prayer, was none of those things. It was embarrassing. Everyone knew who he was. And that's why so many people don't get the Holy Ghost, brother, sister. It's because they're too afraid to come and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. They say, but I've been in the message so long. Did you get the Holy Ghost or not? I don't care how long you've been in the message. If you ain't born again in the Spirit of God, you ain't no part of the kingdom at all. And God's going to take a lot of these message people that just have theology, that just have prayer, and don't get breakthrough prayer. And he's going to go out in the highways and byways. And he's going to find some rank sinners who are in adultery, who are doing drugs, who are doing things of the world. And he's going to get by grace the predestinated hand of God out there and pull those souls in and fill his house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we go to make our hearts right with God, if you're ashamed of what you are, good. Now act upon it. Don't stay ashamed. Act upon what he said. That Lord, I'm not ashamed of you. I deserve to die. I deserve what you've exposed in my life. I deserve the punishment, but I'm coming to the remedy.
Amen.
I'm coming. I'm not ashamed. I'm a sinner. I'm rank. I've made mistakes. I'm here because I need saved.
Amen.
That's when God comes on the scene.
Yes.
That's when you break through. That's why this publican, he left justified, brother, sister. Listen now, it's shattered. That's what I'm getting at here. Satan don't fight regular old religious prayer. Satan fights breakthrough prayer. He'll do everything he can. And really, you know what he'll do? He'll give you all that he can and try to make you feel as comfortable as you can with how you're praying and everything, just to keep you away from that one moment where you really surrender. That one moment where you really, you know he's defeated. And I've watched time after time after time, and brother, sister, I wonder if it's just because we ain't teaching it right. Too many people come up for prayer and they never get to that point where it's over. The second you pray for it, I can tell right now that, well, maybe it'll get a little better, but I'm still going to have it. That ain't breakthrough. That's just pushing on it a little bit. I want to break it through just like Samson did. They had caged him all in. He was looking around saying, it looks like I'm about to die. He didn't worry about it. He had broke through in prayer. And he said, I still got the covenant on my back right here. He said, oh, you locked the gate? Okay, whatever. And he picked it up and put it on his shoulders. That's right. He didn't worry about it. See, once you break through in prayer, that's it, brother, sister. You're invincible. You're invincible before Satan. He's got nothing. It doesn't matter what he does because it's not you no more living. It's Christ living in you. You think Samson picked that gate up? That God in him is what picked that gate up. That's right. It picked it right up and not only just, you know, kind of set it aside so they could put it back up again. That's what most of us do. Man, what a good service. Man, that was glorious. I'll just sit this right here. So when I wake up in the morning, I can, you know, go ahead and set that back up, get the fixtures back on there, go up for prayer again on Sunday for the same thing. How about you do what Samson did? Just let's take this baby off and let's get rid of it. That's right. And we'll go all the way up this mountain of doubt. I'm going to get all the way to the top. And I'm going to throw this thing and put it on the ground where the devil can never find it again. You know where you put that? In the blood of Jesus Christ. You throw, my sins are gone. They're not exist. I don't care if I even think about them. They're gone.
Amen.
Because I threw it in the blood of the Lamb and it eradicates the power of sin. That's what breakthrough prayer will do, brother, sister.
Amen.
And here's the other thing. This breakthrough prayer has nothing to do with a minister trying to help you out. Come on now. I'll get back to what he said there. Look, I love how Elijah here, how he broke through in prayer. What was he breaking through in prayer about? Make sure it don't rain. Why? He had enough foresight. A fervent, righteous man's prayer is heard by God because his motive was pure. He looked at Israel. He saw it dwelling in sin. And his prayer was, the only thing that's going to get their attention, Lord, is to get rid of this soft living. And I'm sure he said he prayed earnestly, don't let it rain because they're still in sin. And after a year, he said, I can't believe it. They're still living in sin. And he said, prayed another time. He just kept fervently praying, don't let it rain, Lord, till they repent. Don't let it rain till they repent. Brother, sister, do you care about your loved ones that way?
Oh my,
Lord. Don't bless them, Lord, till they repent.
That's right.
Oh my. Let them go the way of the world until they repent and come back. Don't let them be comfortable. Let them be depressed. Let them go through every agony. Let them go through a drought. Look, brother, 3.5 years. Imagine that. Man, we can't hardly make it a summer without it raining. My concrete's getting all whatever because it's been dry. They told me a couple years ago the whole basement moved when it was dry. What would happen if it didn't rain for 3.5 years? We wouldn't even have houses. Here's a man praying it happens. And then we think that Ahab got a little emotional when he met up with Elijah. How many knows the story? We're just going by the Spirit tonight. I got some other notes. We'll get there in a minute. As long as y'all can stomach it too long, I don't know. But he came and finally after 3.5 years, 3.5 years, I just can't imagine, brother, sister. And this is in a time where you can go out and get your water hose and it'll be all right. There ain't no water. It's all dead. And without water, there ain't no life, brother, sister. That's right. And finally he caught up to Elijah and he said, are you the one that troubles Israel? That pastor always preaches on me every single time. Why are you always troubling me? It's your fault that I feel bad. It's your fault I always have to go home and feel convicted. No, it's your fault, brother, because you need to repent and just get right. That's what Elijah was telling me. Ahab said, you're the one that troubles Israel, Elijah. He said, no, I'm not. It's you and your father's sins. Why don't you just repent and watch God turn this desert into a blossoming rose?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it happened, brother, sister. That's right. And I love it when he finally said, and he prayed again and it rained. And you go look at the actual testimony of that. He prayed again and said, Father, let it rain. Lord God, let it rain. And what happened? Oh, it just rained all over the place, didn't it? only after he saw one cloud about the size of a man's hand. He said, I hear the abundance of rain. Yeah. See, brother, sister, the whole fight of faith is that doubt is always trying to show up. I got to say that one again. If you're really fighting the fight of faith, you should expect doubt to try to show up every chance it can. But the point is, keep pressing through. He could have said, oh, come on, God, are you serious? Just one little cloud? I said it needs the rain. I mean, it's been dry for 3.5 years. We need a downpour. That ain't what he said. He said, look, God provided. It's coming. That's right. That one cloud is coming. I bet they didn't see a cloud for years. They said, whoa, what's that? And he said, it's the size of a man. I just can't imagine. Could you see just a little speck out there? And he said, oh, man, I hear the tsunami coming. And sure enough, it happened, brother, sister. Why? He had broke through. He had broke through to where nothing the devil could say would talk him out of it, brother, sister. And if you want the same thing, that's what you've got to do. Expect the enemy to be there. Too many people think breaking through is just lazy boying it, and that's when we get the victory. We just kind of, well, I said it, good enough, right? No, you got to break through your doubt. You got to break through your unbelief until you know it don't matter what happens. God's promise to me is true. Amen. And there's no exceptions for this. Every man that's been successful in God has to break through in prayer. Amen. That's right. Coming out of El Shaddai, 1960, Brother Ram says this, and everything looked like it was going wrong. Watch out when that happens. To a Christian, when that happens, is a blessing laying just beyond there. And Satan's trying his best to keep you away from it. I've seen that in my life. When I go to pray, I'll go out in the woods and the greenbriars. You don't have them here, do you? But we have plenty of them back in the east, and they're scratching, get all over. Yeah, and then you go over here, and the sun shines down through the trees on you. And you go over here on the hillside, and you're praying like this. And over there, there's too many rocks, and mosquitoes is biting and everything. And when you get to that kind of a place, just throw your arms and say, hallelujah, God, you're calling me and I'm answering to you. Something's going to happen. That's right, because there's a blessing laying there and Satan's trying to fight you. He's an old, mean, split foot anyhow, you know. He's trying his best to keep you away from that blessing. Just stay there until you've prayed through. Just stay there until you pray through. I don't care. Let the mosquitoes bite. Whatever takes place, just stay with it. Because Satan will rob you from that if he possibly can. And this is where many atheists, this is where many skeptics, this is where many that have walked away begin to fall apart, because they think God is obligated to answer prayer. He is not obligated to answer prayer. He is obligated to answer breakthrough prayer. Once you break through all the doubt, you will hit that kernel of absolute faith, and God is absolutely obligated. Brother Bram said he will bankrupt all of heaven before he lets one of his promises lay flat, brother, sister. Don't tell me, oh, I just can't get the Holy Ghost. I just can't get the Holy Ghost. You ain't broke through yet, brother, sister. He said, how am I going to do it? Stay there until it happens. Amen. That's right. And he does. He don't fail. I was my same experience. I had the same one, brother, sister. When you play around with it, when you say, well, I'm okay, I can do this and it'll be all right, you're done for. You've got to come to the place, I need it whether I die right here or not. Amen. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to talk to nobody because I need it. Amen. That's when you finally break through. And trust me, you'll think, oh man, my knees are starting to hurt. That's just the time. You better stay there. You know what? I'm thinking about something else. I better just stop. I mean, don't you do that, brother, sister. Break through in prayer. God is obligated once you break through, brother, sister. That's right. James warns us of this right at the beginning of the book. And I've preached on it, but I'm going to turn there. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So when I've heard plenty of people, I've had students do this all the time. Well, I sought God. I prayed too many. I didn't hear nobody talk back to me. God ain't obligated to that. Because if you believe, you're not going to never convince me that you're more sincere than God is about this. That you prayed so much that there ain't no, he had to answer you. Don't give me that. God prayed so much, he had to pray to make sure he got to the cross. He had to pray to make sure he was in the spirit and the angels had to come strengthen him so he could go to Calvary and lay his life down. That's right. The Son of God himself had to pray through. Don't tell me you've been more sincere than that. Let me see the blood that's been around your prayer circle from praying through all night. Amen. That's a lie of the devil. The only reason you didn't get what you asked is because you asked wavering. And if you're wavering, I'm going to tell you there's a couple things wrong. Either one is you just don't believe in the first place. The second thing is you know you're asking the wrong thing. You know you're asking, and I'm going to tell you how you know it, brother, sister. Look at your motive. What are you interested in? Does it make life easier on you? Then you're probably praying for the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Oh, the boss is just so mean to me. He just does this and that. Lord, give me a new job. Well, did you ever witness to the guy? Well, no, but how can I? He's so mean. He's so mean. Oh, really? I'm glad somebody didn't think that about you before they witnessed. Because you know what? I was mean. You were mean. You might not thought you were mean, but we found out once we came to Christ, we were the meanest people ever been on the planet. That's right. Sometimes the people still mean after they come to Christ. I don't know. Something wrong somewhere. That's right, because the love of God is supposed to be shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, brother, sister. There should be a change happen there. If you've received grace, you ought to be able to give it pretty easy. Amen. Oh, I don't know. I don't think that hit just right. If you've received absolute grace, what is grace? You've never deserved it at all. Right. You've got nothing. You know what happened? You showed up with your resume and it was blank. And he said, I'll take you. I'll hire you. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you deserve. And then you're going to sit here and put some list on somebody. Once you do that, no. Judge things by the Spirit, not by the people. Amen. There's a big difference there. That's right. Your enemy is not mankind. Your enemy is the devil.
That's right.
And it's the man that gets a devil on him. Yeah, you got to come against that devil. I totally understand. Speak the truth without wavering. You don't be a double-minded man. It's not okay to be gay. It's not okay to steal. It's not okay to lie. I don't care who does it. It's wrong. But I'm not against that person. I'm for them. I want them to stop so they can get saved. Just like Elijah. I'm praying through. Lord, let them be miserable. Let it be terrible until they can come to real repentance and get right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read you a few quotes. Coming out of We Have Found Him, Come and See, 1953. Now, any of those things, if you're weary, upset, fretting, nervous, sick, sin, whatever it is, does that include all of our unbelief then? Did we leave out anything? Okay, don't come up with nothing else then. Now apply this. How many believes this message?
Amen.
Then apply it to yourself. When you accept that from your heart, go to confessing it and then saying it's right. God's right there to make it right when you go to confessing it. But if you're afraid to say so and afraid to act upon your confession, no matter how many times you're prayed for, you'll never get well. You've got to believe it first. See, he's the high priest of what you confess that he has done for you. How many understands that now? Raise your hands. I'm just going to do that right now. How many understands that? All right. Now, that's right. Only when you say so. Now, if you are prayed for and you say, now I believe, yes, sir. Now, you can't say you believe until you really do believe. If you do, you're doing something not right. You can't say you believe until really in your heart you believe. But when you firmly have prayed through and really believe, then you can say, I believe. Amen. Then you can accept it. And now remember, he's there. He will make good anything that you believe in your heart that he has done and will confess it. Then everywhere you go, testify of your healing. Say so, believe so, tell others so. And friends, it'll never fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Coming out of Perseverance, 1963. Now I want to ask everyone else, have your heads bowed. Listen close to your instructions. If you don't, you're just taking a walk, see? He was about to have a prayer line. He said, if you don't listen to what I'm about to tell you here, you're just taking a walk around the building. Some people say, the presence of the Lord there, how didn't people believe that? Because some people don't come in faith and they're just taking a stroll through a building. I hope we don't do that here tonight. If you just came to sit a pew, I got chairs at home. You can just sit in those. That ain't why we came here. Amen. You need to get in a condition of perfect faith to where you can receive these things, where you can see that God is truly here. It don't matter what you feel, say, smell. None of that matters. Faith usurps all of that. It's the super sense. It gives you, and it can work through all them things. Trust me, it does. It works through your emotions. It works through your feelings. But really, it's the seed behind it all. It's like Brother Bram when he dispatched prayer man. It's the foundation to everything else in your experience. And once you have that, it can never fail. Because it's God. It's a very part of Him. And for you to say that would fail in us is to say that God failed somewhere.
Sure, amen.
One day, people are really going to believe that. One day, people are going to believe that for you to fail the gospel would mean that God failed.
Right.
And you know what that's going to do? It's going to spark real faith. And you're going to say, that's completely and totally impossible.
Amen.
That's when you break through. When you recognize God is God and the devil is a little puny wimp that he is.
Amen.
You think of the biggest big head, stuffed shirt, whatever you want to call them in the world. You know where they're getting their inspiration from? This man called Satan I'm talking about. He's the king of all of that. All you got to do is go hit him with a pen. He'll burst all over the place because he's just blown up. There ain't no reality to it. That's right. All right, perseverance. Now listen to this. Listen close. He's about to have prayer lines, I said. If you don't, you're just taking a walk. Now remember, if God let me know the conditions and so forth, and you believe that, see, now just take my word. You've got to believe that this settles it. If it doesn't, it might make you worse.
Yeah.
So when you come through, this is where I've seen it, now I've been ministering for a few years, but I saw it before then as well. Sometimes people pray in such a way that they're not only not breaking through, they're actually receding. Wherever they were, they confess so much of what the devil's doing in all his power that when they pray, they're actually backtracking.
Amen.
They're actually worse off than they were before. You say, can you be worse off praying? Yes. The more you pray in unbelief, the more you're sowing in unbelief, and the more crops you get of unbelief.
Amen.
Where if you just shut up and do nothing, at least you'd have nothing. I'd rather have nothing than a bunch of negative. Do you hear me now?
Amen.
But I don't want nothing. I want the kingdom, brother, sister. I want the joy of the Lord. I want the power of God. I want divine healing. I don't want to sit here and settle for nothing.
Amen.
I preached on that. You know, I don't believe in this at least attitude. We are more than overcomers through Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, okay, now we're talking about coming through. I'm going to finish this quote here, hopefully. It might make you worse, see? Settle everything. If you've got sin in your life, step out of the line and confess it. Now look, what did James say? James, if we could go back real quick, I'll come back to that quote. He says, let them pray, or says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, let them pray over anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Make sure you understand the context of what James is saying there. He's not talking about someone sinning.
Right.
All right, he said there's someone sick and they can't seem to find why they're sick, brother, sister. See, this is someone that's got the real faith because they know I'm not supposed to be sick, but for some reason I am. And you know what it is? A lot of times it's just a cloud of doubt because you don't know for sure. Is there something I did wrong? Did I say the wrong word? And what happens? You sit there and dwell on that and you can't get delivered. When really all it is just a test of your faith. And that's why he says it gives us a scripture to put our hands on. Look, all right, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I don't know why I'm sick in my body, but I'm coming forward. I'm going to do what the Bible said. I'm going to call for the elders. I'm going to anoint with oil. And if I've done anything wrong, I can put my feet down right here and know I've been forgiven.
That's right. Amen.
You know what that does? It boosts your faith to where now I know. I know. I've broke through. Now I've got a promise to put my feet on that it's through. Now this has nothing to do with the sinner getting right. How many preachers you hear tell us this? They don't. Look, there's no minister leads you through without you having the faith to get there first.
Amen.
We can pray with you. And Brother Bram said, we could beat you on the back, pour every gallons of oil all over you, all we want to. Until you're right, your heart's right with God, you'll never receive the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And what did he say here is, you got sin in your life? He said, don't even come through this line. Get out for a minute and get right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now let me keep reading. If you got sin in your life, step out of the line and confess it. And don't come into the line till you've prayed through. It's me, oh Lord. standing in the need of prayer. I'm the one. Look, it's not somebody else needs to get in between there. That's why you're defeated. Is you're trying to make someone else fight your battle when God has so designed for you to fight that battle, for you to be the only one who has the ability to take it down, brother, sister. There was only one man there when Goliath showed up that could fight him. That was David. God predestinated that little boy to get up there and whip him. And God has predestinated each one of you to conquer the devils in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. You pray through until you know without a shadow of a doubt, my heart is clean before God. I'm not holding any grudge in my heart towards no one. I ain't holding back any unconfessed sin. I'm not making excuses for things I've done. I've made those things pure. Now, once you've done that, how? By faith in the blood of the Lamb. Not in your works. Don't be a Pharisee. Be a publican. How many people say that? Be a publican. Get over there. Beat yourself. What does that mean? Acknowledge that you're actually wrong.
Amen.
That's another thing I can't seem to get nobody to do hard. Acknowledge that you're wrong and the word's right.
Amen.
Once you do that, then you got something to work with. As long as you're part right, you're all wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't pray through with your own prayer. The praying through is God's prayer. Hallelujah. That's where you, now here's the thing, and let me finish this up, and I'm going to bring it right down to actual individual praying through now. Is that all right tonight?
Amen.
We're talking about coming through a line though. He said, and if you've gone to, let me go back. If you've got sin in your life, step out of the line and confess it, and don't come into the line until you've prayed through. And if you're going to use your life for something else besides the glory of God, don't come in the line. Whew, mercy. See, if you are ready to make a dedication to Christ, fully surrender and fully persuaded that this is Jesus Christ, this great Holy Spirit here, that you're going to receive your healing when you pass through the line, this line, no matter whether you feel different or what, you're going to be perseverant to hold on to God's promises until the victory comes. Like that woman that we talked about, do you feel that way? Audience, if you do, raise your hand and say, I accept that. I don't see no reason. Look, that's all he did. He said, raise your hand and say, I accept that.
Amen, I accept that.
And he said, I don't see no reason for anybody going out of here sick tonight.
That's it.
Right.
Now we can either put an asterisk on the side there and say, but, you know, this Brother Andrew can't get healed today because. And I just threw myself in there, but we all do that with our names or this brother. Or not. None of that. No, if you've come through the blood, you are a pure, clean, holy product of the power of God. You've got to believe that with all your heart.
Sure.
You can never have rapturing faith till you accept rapturing grace.
Amen.
That I deserve to die and go to hell, but the blood has literally taken me and made me the very righteousness of God. Don't ask me to explain it, brother, sister, but that's what Christ did for us.
Amen.
And it makes us holy, it makes us pure to where, you know what? The Bible said you're worthy to receive these things.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. The devil say, you worthy, you ain't worthy, look what you did. I ain't talking about what I was, I'm talking about what he did. And don't tell me the power of God can't take me and make me something that's worthy.
Amen.
He's God, he's the Almighty, he can do as he pleases, and I'm so glad, hallelujah, Brother Roy, that he was pleased to save my soul.
Hallelujah, Jesus, praise God.
We're not saved by our will. We're not saved by the will of the church. We're not saved by the will of Brother Branham. We're saved by the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, exactly right.
And once you break through in that, brother, sister, I don't care what devil comes by. He's defeated instantly. Now look what Brother Branham says there. He says you might not feel different. It might not seem different. Why? Because breakthrough prayer doesn't always have immediately results. But what it does is it makes you completely immune to doubt.
Amen.
That's when you know you've broke through. When I've had back pain where I feel like I can't stand up, and I finally break through about it, I say, Satan, shut up. He said, no, your back's hurting. I said, I don't feel nothing. What are you talking about? I feel great. My back says, go like this. I said, no, you ain't. You're going like this. That's right. And the world tell you it's stupid. You need to do this. You need to do that. No, I need to do what God said. That's to confess His word and walk in it.
Amen.
How much more our salvation, brother, sister? How much more when the devil tries to bring you down and say, no, you're a sinner, don't pray. You're defeated, you're backslid, there ain't no point you even trying no more. Why can't you get enough unction in your soul to say, raise up and say, get that off me, get out of here. What are you talking about? I didn't even save myself, I didn't go find myself, this thing found me.
Amen.
This thing, this person found me.
Amen.
It might not always look like you broke through, but God will prove that you have.
Amen.
And I could go, there's two, I'm just going to paraphrase it for sake of time. I've got it here, and you can go to Daniel 10 and 2 Kings 20 later on. Daniel 10, 2 Kings 20. But Daniel 10 is when Daniel, the Bible says he began to afflict himself and began to seek God and began to pray to God. And what happened is he didn't know it, but he had broke through. He didn't even recognize it, but he knew. But God had declared, I've heard his prayers. And then he sends the angel down to go tell him. And don't ask me to explain these things. I don't know, brother, sister, but I know that spiritual warfare is real. And he said he came and he said, look, let me find it real quick. I'll just quote it to you. So I was left alone. And let me find it now. All right, then the angel speaking to Daniel says this. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. For the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 20 days. But little Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I've come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And if you skip down, it says, and the angel said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. And here's the problem. Look, God knew that this was happening and he allowed it. He allowed him to wait out this 21 days. 21 days, man, we can't make it 21 seconds for God to answer our prayer. That ain't no sign that you broke through because you feel good right now. You probably didn't break through. It's probably just the devil letting you feel good for a little bit so you go back down so you can get out that door. Hallelujah, because then all he's got to do is poke you one more time and go, oh, I guess I didn't get it today. Brother Branham talks about that over and over and over again. He said, you know, you might feel good right now, but be careful because the second you get out there, the devil's going to try to get back to you. That's right. That's the spiritual warfare we're talking about. And he had broke through in prayer. He had no sign. And then here's the angel coming. But you're greatly beloved, Daniel.
Amen.
He said, how? You make me wait 21 days? You say I'm greatly loved? I feel like I'm a stepchild. That's how too many of us act when God don't come on our scene and just vending machine religion us all the time. Just poof, you said it, boom, just pops right out right in your hands. God, why don't you love me? I've been praying for this for so long. Well, then just keep believing it.
Right.
Maybe stop praying for it and start praising God for it.
Amen.
Because look, what does it say? If you know your right relationship with God, and we know if there's any man who did, it was Daniel. He was a man who knew God personally to where he wasn't afraid of nobody, including kings and prophets and he didn't care. He was serving God Almighty. And he knew from the day he prayed, God hears me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why he ain't here yet, but I know he hears me. He didn't go down and fret. And when the angel said, you're greatly beloved, he probably said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's what I want to hear from an angel of the Lord. That's right. And you know what we did? God sent us an angel of the Lord. He sent us the last seventh angel to come tell us that before you ever made that first mistake, he loved you.
Amen.
And he ordained you and he predestinated you to be one of his.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And trust me, brother, sister, he hears your prayers. What if Daniel would have doubted on the 20th day? About 20 and a half days. Never would have happened. What if they would have waited in the upper room 9 days? Never would have happened. That shows these people had actually broke through. Because they waited until God vindicated it.
Amen.
Another time a man broke through. Look, he was just given that 2 Kings 20 that I quoted from. I was going to, but it was King Hezekiah. He had thus said the Lord, you're going to die. Set your house in order.
That's right.
And he went to the house of God and he prostrated himself before the Lord. And what did he do? He laid out his real testimony. He laid out his faith. And you know what he did? He broke through in prayer, brother, sister. I don't know how long it took, but the prophet only got to the middle gate. So this man must have really laid out his heart before God. The point of it is, Daniel waited 21 days. This prophet or this king waited, what, a few minutes. The main thing is, did you break through or not?
Amen.
Did you break through or not? It broke through. It caught the prophet. He said, go back and tell my servant I heard his prayers.
Yes.
Tell him I'm going to add to his life 15 years. Hallelujah. You look at both men, these prayers greatly resemble the publican a whole lot more than the Pharisee. What did the angel tell him? You chastised yourself. What does that mean? Do you think that means he lashed himself? That ain't what he talked about. He allowed himself to get away from the pleasures of life.
Right.
He fasted. He sought God. And that's why we don't hear from God. We've got too much of the pleasures of this life in a way to where you can't hear from God because all you're thinking about is that next pleasure. And what happens is we get blessings from God, and these are blessings from God. And if we take the right attitude, it'll be just fine. Too many times we let the devil twist it around, and it becomes a stumbling block, the thing God gave us. You say, has that happened in the Bible? It sure has, brother, sister. There was a time in Israel where they were all dying from a snake bite, and God set a brazen serpent up, and they all looked on it and lived. Later on, you find out they're sitting there worshiping the thing. And it became a snare to where nobody was getting healed anymore. Don't tell me you can't take the gift of God that's been given to you and use it for evil.
That's true.
And don't God help us to never take this message and use it for again. Use it for the devil's kingdom. We've got one purpose, to build the kingdom of God up.
Amen.
You want to know what the devil's kingdom looks like? Go look in a mirror. That's the devil's kingdom. You want to know what God's kingdom looks like? Look at this mirror. That's what God's kingdom is.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This man broke through to such a place where he said, Hezekiah, when he prayed, he said he came and he said, I've had a perfect heart, Lord. I've done these things. I've done all I know how to do to be right. And he said he wept sore. He afflicted his soul before God, and that got God's attention. Hallelujah. Praying. That's why Brother Bram said, I don't believe in his dry-eyed confession. So that ain't no, there ain't no truth to that at all. You've got to put your soul behind it, or how you expect God to answer, brother, sister. God don't need to work on the flesh. You don't need to work on the spirit. But there's one realm that God designated for himself. That's the soul of man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he poured out his soul into such a place where the Spirit came. And God, Isaiah, said, turn again and tell my king. He's going to live another 15 years. Now that's not the end of the story. What did Hezekiah say? What sign shall I see that I'll know that this is really going to happen? He says, well, I'll give you a choice, Hezekiah. Either let the sun go forward 10 degrees or let it go back 10. He said, what's the big deal if it goes forward? Everybody thinks the day's passing on. Let it go back 10 degrees. And Isaiah cried to the Lord, and it happened, brother, sister. He had broke through in prayer to such a degree, his words became the same as God speaking. That's the difference between breakthrough prayer and just prayer. Hallelujah. Brother Branham, now as I bring this to a close, you getting revelation tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham, in perfect faith, I'm just going to read it to you. 1963. It says, open their eyes, Lord, that they can see what is going on and not be blind, staggering, but to see the reality of the presence of the resurrected Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord, through Jesus' name. Amen. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ that you come not in this line until you feel that you've got that perfect faith. Because you're only taking their time, somebody else's time. Don't you do it. And by as long as I've preached to you, have I ever said anything to you but what it happened? Exactly. The Lord did that. He did it not for me, I believe. He did it for you, that you might believe that what I'm telling you is the truth. Now you believe it, it'll be all right. You'll get well. When you come by here, drop your unbelief right here in this spiritual pocket down here. You won't see it, but it's there. Hallelujah. When that oil touches you, drop your unbelief right there. Deposit that and walk away with perfect faith that you're well. Will you do it? The Lord bless you then.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. That's good.
One more here. Does God change his mind? 1965. And they want those who have prayer cards to stand, prayer cards only, to stand out in the aisle. The rest of you pray just a few minutes now. Stand each on each section. Just stand right out there in the left of your section. Stand out to your section, and then we'll just call you. When you see this line up here ending, then walk right into it. When the line ends, this one, walk right into it. And when you come by now, remember, you'll just be taking a walk unless you're believing. How many of you know? You just feel in your heart that you've prayed through about this, and you're going to be healed as soon as you pass through this line. He says, raise up your hand, say, I accept it, Christ, right now, just because you commission these things. Now, many people, they'll say it like this, and I'm closing on this thought, that, look, all I got to do is say the word, and that's good enough. That is, if you've prayed through. Because if you're still not prayed through, you're still in your spirit, you're still in your faith, you're still in your ability, and you have none of any of those things. Don't let the devil lie to you and say there's anything good and redeeming about you. There's nothing good or redeeming about any of us. When Adam sinned, that promise is still true. The day you eat, that day you die. And we're all dying, and we're all on the wrong side of the fence. But when you come through perfect faith, when you break through between the barrier of unbelief and faith, you've crossed into the realm where God now is in control, and all things are possible, then all you have to do is say what the Word says about it.
Amen.
And it's over.
Amen.
Unbelievers, you see what they try to bypass. That. Too many times we, as believers, try to bypass breaking through.
Sure.
Well, I prayed about it. Why didn't it happen? Did you even break through? Many times our prayers are pathetic.
Yep.
I said are. I didn't say yours. I said are. Our prayer's pathetic. We just go, like I said, it's just like God's some vending machine somewhere, and we're just going to pop in this little 5-second prayer and expect it to happen. Brother, sister, if you broke through, then you do that. But until you've broke through, until you know that you know without a shadow, there's no unbelief before you, there's no sin in your life, there's no false motives to what you're asking God of. You're asking it for one purpose, that's to glorify His name. That's to glorify His kingdom. That's to raise the standard of Christ up and say, come and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
That He lives forever, brother, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, praise.
That's the thing that's so beautiful about breaking through, is it's over.
Amen.
Can I say that one more time? That's the beautiful thing about when you break through. It's over, brother, sister. Once David broke through, you show me one time he prayed, God, deliver Goliath into my hands.
No.
Why? He had already broke through. You show me one time any... that's the story Brother Ram talks about. I knew there was something I wanted to say and I couldn't remember. There was a ship one time and it was about to sink. And everyone's saying, cry out to God, cry out to God. Maybe God will have mercy. Just like Jonah and all his friends. Isn't that right? And just crying out. You know, maybe God will have mercy. And started playing, nearer my God to thee, and all these things. And the ship going down. And one man, as he looked across, he saw some woman just sitting. Nice and calm and act like nothing was wrong. Whoever says, what are you doing, woman? You need to pray to God. You need to pray, you know, because maybe God will have mercy. I says, I've already prayed through. He said, what are you talking about? I don't need to pray no more. I've already been heard of God. He said, I got one daughter that's passed, and I got one waiting for me in New York. So either I'm going to meet one or the other. That's all I'm worried about. Either I'm going down, I'll meet the one, or I'm going to New York, and I'll meet the other. And brother, sister, that's the faith we ought to have with our entire lives. Look, I don't care where you are. You're on a sinking ship. You're on a sinking ship of this world, and it's going down. You got the faith to say, Lord, let me break through to where I don't care about this thing falling down. I don't care. If we all die tomorrow, that means I'm going to heaven. If we're going to be here for a while, that means I'm converting souls. Either way, God be the glory. I'm happy in the Lord. That's what you know you broke through. Let's stand together tonight. Oh, blessed be His name.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Oh, let's just pray. Let's just break through in our worship. Let's have real worship in the Spirit to where you don't even care what your flesh does. You don't even care what your neighbor's thinking about it.
Hallelujah.
You've broke through into that Shekinah glory.
Praise,
and you've got a God that you love, and you're here to worship
Thank
Him.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to
Thank
God.
You,
praise your holy name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name.
Jesus. Praise.
Oh,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, I praise you, Jesus.
Give me a G there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. worship Him now. Lift your voice to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, how I love You.
Hallelujah.
Make it personal.
Praise the Lamb.
He's my Lamb. Thank You, Lord.
My heart sings His praise again.
Yes, Lord. Of the chasm, on the side of doubt and fear, complex, just plain old unbelief and defeat. There's different ways we break through, brothers and sisters. There's times where you break through into such a joy you don't even know what's going on. You couldn't care less about a thing in the world. That's happened to me before, brother, sister. Back to the end of a service. I just got to that place where dancing in the spirit before the Lord, got such a unison with Him. I honest to goodness, they had to turn the lights off and the music to get me to leave. Why? I was somewhere else. I didn't know nothing about none of this. Why? It broke through. There's times where you pray and you need an answer. When you break through, sometimes you can't even say a word, because you hear His voice speaking deep and rich to you. If you get religious, you'll say, well, one man broke through because he shot, and one's not because he ain't. The main thing is, did you? Did God witness back that you did? Do you have that faith in your heart that what you've asked of God that's been threatening you and making you all worked up is gone now? And you've got the peace that you're looking for. You've got the satisfaction. There's no man can give it to you but the man Christ Jesus. But as a minister of the gospel, I'm here to tell you that man is in the building tonight. That man is alive forevermore. You need to talk to Him to where you break through. You know what breakthrough prayer sounds like? It sounds like somebody talking to someone. It doesn't sound like this stuff where we just ashamed somebody might be hearing us. Where we think, oh, I might not say this too loud because somebody might know what I'm praying about. That's when you know you haven't broke through yet. When you broke through, you couldn't care less if any. Actually, you want Him to hear it. You want the devil to know. I'm talking to your ruler. I'm talking, oh, I'm going to cast you out of my life. And I ain't ashamed a bit about it. I'm here to tell you, you're defeated today. This sickness you gave me for all these years, it's gone today. This complex that's brought me down every single day of my life. Tonight I've heard the voice of God. And I'm delivered, saying, I ain't afraid to say it. Thank You for delivering me. Thank You for healing me. That's press on through. Don't be ashamed of it. Even right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Christian friends, give it all your heart, all your soul behind that promise. Say, Lord, that's my promise. I'm sick and tired of feeling this way. I'm sick and tired of hurting. I'm sick and tired of being defeated. And I'm not giving up. I'm dropping the gates on your kingdom, Satan. I'm taking them all the way up this hill of unbelief, and I'm throwing them right in that pit, never to come back again. Go ahead, pray through your own way right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is it. Say, I accept it, Lord. I accept it with all my heart. I drop all my unbelief right here. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Don't quit now. Press through until you get it. If you're still depressed about it, you ain't broke through yet. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise His holy name. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this group of believers here tonight. And I pray, Lord, that their faith would be unwavering. That, Lord, these promises, that I could just feel them in the sky, Lord, dropping on each one. That those kernels of faith, that word, that seed of the word, would just plant right to every heart. That there'd be nothing in the way, no doubt to stop it. That every backslid, Lord, would see themselves as saved, Lord. That each one that's healed, their sinking body would see themselves healed tonight. Each one sad and depressed would find the joy of the Lord back in their heart and receive strength tonight as Sarah did to receive seed. Grant each one here, Lord, may You take that word and defeat the devil on every side tonight. I commit this audience into Your hands. Thank You for hearing our prayers. Lord, I believe with all my heart You hear my prayers. even for them, Lord. But may they have that faith that they'll touch God tonight. They'll never be the same. May they touch the hem of your garment and leave completely well. I commit it to you, Lord, as a faithful creator, as a faithful savior, as a faithful healer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let the Holy Spirit have His way tonight. Oh, you're His vessel. You're His vessel of honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed be His name. It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. Thank you, Lord. It's by faith. Oh, it's by faith. I see the sun. It's by faith that I believe. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the atmosphere get right perfect with God tonight. Oh, it's by faith. Make it all things are possible.
That I believe. Oh, it's by faith that I receive.
Glory to God.
It's by faith I'll overcome.
Let's give a wave offering. Declare it with me.
Oh, it's by faith.
And I'm one of the wave chiefs, Lord.
That I believe.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, it's by faith that I receive. Oh, it's by faith I'll overcome.
As that plays out in this atmosphere, I feel we've raised to that level where we ought to be. And I want to ask anyone that needs healing right now, I want you to just come forward. We'll make a line here. We're just going to do it just like the prophet did. Drop all that unbelief right now. Come on now. If there's any need of healing in the building, would you come right now? Hallelujah. One soul. Is there anyone else? Say, Father, I believe it tonight. I believe I can be made totally well. Are we all healthy, body and soul? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just drop all your unbelief and say, I'm so tired of dealing with this, but I'm believing tonight. And I'm going to be the same. I'm going to be right. I'm going to be healed tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even if you want to stand in for someone, is there anyone else? There's such a faith now. This is what we need. This is it. This is what you're looking for. Hallelujah.
It's
bad. We're going to do what the Bible says. So we lay hands on the sick,
they will recover.
Hallelujah.
It's bad.
Hallelujah. I thought there was more. Come on. Keep on coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's just make a nice line. Brother Ronnie, come over here. We'll just line
it's
up on here. Cross. Make a nice line right across the front. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah. Be in that atmosphere. Say, Lord, the second hand's touching me. I believe it's been. I believe you heard me. I don't care if it comes in 21 days. I don't care if it takes 20 years. Here tonight, I settle the issue that I received your promise, Lord. That it's settled. I'm not going. Lord, I'm not even going to bring it up. I'm just going to confess that you don't. Feel that Shekinah glory coming down. That's it. that's the place. Is there anyone else looking for souls?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to lay hands on it. Just let it be settled right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive healing. 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 Give him praise now. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give him praise now. Lift your voices to him. Thank you, bless him, God. Thank you for visiting us tonight and hearing the cries of the people.
Thank you.
Oh, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give him praise. Show your mercy. Blessed be his holy name, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed.
Hallelujah. Blessed you, Jesus. Oh, praise.
I love you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
I love you. Oh, children, point your soul out to him. Praise. Give you your desires tonight. Oh, pour out your thanks to him. Pour out praises unto his
name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Lord.
Glory, glory, Lord. Glory. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise.
Oh, I'm so happy we had service tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
What a mighty God we serve tonight. He knows every heart that's here has heard your cry.
Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Don't you just feel that purity? Don't you just feel that holiness in the Lord? Thank you, Lord.
I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. That's the spirit. Worship him in it. Don't worry about your flesh. Just worship him in your spirit. Worship him out of a pure heart. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for hearing our prayer. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for taking care of all of our needs, oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Have you hit that rock? Have you hit that revelation? Have you hit that place of absolute assurance that God has not failed his promise, but he's brought it to pass in your life tonight?
It's my faith.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing that tonight. Blessed assurance, Jesus is God.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Oh, believe it with all your heart. Is this your story tonight? Hallelujah.
Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior for all the day long. This is my story.
Savior,
all the day long.
Thank you, Lord.
This is Savior, all the day.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap for praise and worship tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You see how much better breakthrough prayer, perfect faith does, and all just haphazard, brother, sister.
Hallelujah.
I believe we accomplish more in about 5 minutes than some of the 100 services sometimes when we come for prayer. I believe God has answered every one of the prayers that's been put in this place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
An atmosphere of faith like this.
Yes.
I'd like to ask for prayer for my sister Charlotte, the one that was burnt.
Yes.
She still has 3 places, and she needs to go in and have more skin grafts done, but she has no medical coverage, and they won't accept her. But
let's believe with all our hearts. Yes. Heavenly Father, we raise Sister Charlotte up to you, Lord, the great Creator. We pray you'll go and you'll create skin there in that body, Lord. We had a prophet create squirrels from the Word, and I believe the Word has come tonight to create skin and to create a body. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim it as a body of believers. Satan, take your hands off. We redeem that property back to God by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, give him praise.
Hallelujah.
It's settled.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many is glad he brought you out tonight? Amen. Let's give him praise tonight.
He brought me out of the fiery flame. He set my feet on a rock.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dad, find you something to play tonight. I just have such a peace tonight. Can you say amen? Thank the Lord. I just believe we haven't been here too long, but I believe we got her done. I can't say it any better than that. The word has had its way tonight. Don't let one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, don't let one of you let the devil take your promise back away. It's settled. It's over. He's defeated. He knows it. He's a liar. He's got no power over anyone in this room. Be given the Holy Ghost. He's whipped on every side. Believe it with all your heart. Dad, go ahead and take service. I'm done. What is my? You got to sing louder than that?
Oh, this little light of mine.
God bless you, saints.
All I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
God bless you.
Under a bushel of